401 Main Street, Inc. Mr. Mullin, can you see that?
I cannot, Judge.
Do you want to see it?
I don't need to see it.
Okay, thank you. Otherwise, we can either move the exhibit, or we can move you.
I'm okay.
Okay. With that, Mr. Grennan, you may proceed.
In police and court, this case is all about facts. Just by way of background, this fire occurred at 401 Main Street in Plattsmouth, the pub, courthouse pub, catacord from the courthouse in Plattsmouth. There really is no question that the fire broke out in the defendant's, the appellee's property. There was 401 Main Street, which is the furthest east, then 405 and 409. Our clients own 405 and 409 Main Street. Now, given the fact that there really isn't much dispute, if any, as to where the fire originated, then the issue becomes, what's the cause of the fire? And that's, in fire cases, you always talk about origin and cause. Well, the origin, I think, is pretty well established in the record. I won't belabor that. But there was a diagram that was done by Mr. Moorhead, who owns 401 Main Street. And it's a pretty good diagram. It's not maybe totally the scale, it's pretty good. Came from him.
Is it actually an exhibit in the record?
Absolutely, Your Honor. And it shows, this is the basement location. Shows the boiler. Here's the hot water heater. There's a storage area. But as I suggested in our brief, I think it's helpful to do an overlay. This Mylar overlay is the first floor diagram. Again, this was his diagram. But you have the back bar area, and you have kind of the bar where the patrons would sit. And the bartender that evening, I think there was just one person at the bar that evening, but the bartender noticed some smoke coming up from that back bar area. And as the smoke started emanating, it started to fill up, of course. But what's important to note is the location, juxtaposition of the boiler and the hot water heater. This boiler, as we pointed out in our briefs, was no less than 50 years old. It was more like 75 years old. It was an ancient boiler. And I think what's important to remember is, it was lacking in certain safety features that you would see in today's boilers or heating equipment. There were two important items on that. There was no automatic fill valve to maintain the water level in the boiler. But more importantly, there was no low water cutoff. Now, I will tell you, I didn't know any of this before I got involved in the case, which is why we hired an expert, Dwayne Wolf. He does an excellent job of explaining this. But a low water cutoff is intended to shut the boiler down in a low water condition.
Mr. Grennan, before you go there, can we back up just a little bit? There are really two issues raised here. One is summary judgment proper or improper, and the other is excluding your expert's testimony or evidence. The summary judgment rises or falls, does it not, on the exclusion of your expert?
I wouldn't concede that, but certainly Dwayne Wolf's testimony is integral to our case. No question about it. Let me talk about Dwayne Wolf. Dwayne Wolf has over 20 years of experience on fire cases. He's investigated 1,000 fires. He has both a bachelor's degree and a mechanical, or excuse me, a master's degree from Iowa State. He is kind of the expert in the area. In fact, their expert, Ken Ward, was a fire investigator, which is not an engineer, but Ken Ward works with him regularly. As to his qualifications, I think they are impeccable.
Qualifications to opine on what, though?
To opine on the cause of the fire, the condition of the boiler, the problems with the boiler. As I just pointed out, I think it is very helpful for a jury to have somebody of his background, experience, and qualifications explain how boilers work. It's not something most lay people understand. I certainly didn't understand it.
So what did the district court judge say?
He didn't feel there was a fact question, and I very respectfully disagree with him on that. And he didn't feel there was a causation.
Did he say your expert didn't follow the accepted procedure? And
What I think that refers to is National Fire Protection Association 921, which is a guideline. It's not something that has to be followed slavishly. It's very clear. It's simply a guideline for fire investigations. I will grant you, in this case, we were hampered because it was such a massive fire, you could not safely go in and dig out this fire seat. And what we did was we took a number of depositions, developed the facts. We had Dwayne Wolf, the expert, review all of this. He reviewed all the depositions, all the deposition exhibits, and based upon that, he concluded that it was the cause of the fire would have been most likely either the boiler or the water heater, but he really believes it was the boiler that caused this fire. I mean, let's start with basics. Fires don't just happen, and there's no question as to the location of where this happened.
Well, didn't Mr. Wolf acknowledge that even if the boiler caused the fire, it could have been a progressive condition that inspections might have detected, but it also might have been what he called a sudden or catastrophic occurrence that, and didn't he concede that inspections wouldn't have been able to detect and prevent that situation?
Possibly inspections, but I think I'd like to move the court back to a more basic element. That is, there hadn't been any maintenance done on this thing since 401K Main Street took the property over. The previous owners, the Herzlikas, had Robin Stoll, who's a HVAC type, come out every year and maintain it. So beginning from when they took over, there had been no maintenance done. And you have to maintain, I mean, it was, I think, at best, a very delicate piece of equipment. It was an outdated piece of equipment. And if you don't maintain it, something like this can happen, and did happen. So I would suggest to you that, and among our other allegations is the allegation that the defendants failed to adequately maintain this boiler. If they had maintained it, it's not likely that this fire would have occurred. I think there was one interesting bit of evidence. That night it was chilly in the bar, and Dwayne Wolf talks about this. The fact that it was chilly in the bar, even though this boiler supposed to be working, was indicative of the fact that it was low on water. You have that fact and then couple it with there's no low water cutoff to shut the boiler down, then you have everything kind of coming together, which would allow for the boiler to overheat and ultimately cause the fire. But going back,
the ultimate problem, it seemed to me that the judge was simply saying this is too speculative. You can't pin it on the water heater. You can't pinpoint it on the boiler. You just don't have what you need here.
I respectfully disagree with you, Judge. I think we have a clear case where there was equipment that wasn't properly maintained. It had to have started at 401 Main Street, and it is a fact question. It should go to the jury. I don't think, with all due respect, I don't think this is something for the for the court to determine, because it's, at the end of the day, this is a factual determination you're making.
The standard of review regarding admission of the evidence of the expert is for abuse of discretion, is that right?
Yes, and I would just point out two of our propositions of law that I think are particularly apt. It's the quote, it's number, row numeral 17, where it's a quote from Daubert, and then particularly apt is a quote from this court, the Siebert case, that's row numeral 18. I won't read them, but I think they're very important. I think that's the touchstone the court needs to take a look at in terms of determining whether Dwayne Wolf should be allowed to testify. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Mullen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Your Honor. Robert D. Mullen, Jr. for Defendant Appellees. I would disagree with Mr. Grennan. This case is not all about facts. It's actually about all about the absence of facts to prove causation. There are several interesting issues that are argued by Mr. Grennan that were touched on in his argument. His diagram here is intended to show that the origin of the fire can be proven by circumstantial evidence. He also discussed that he thought there was ample reason to allow his expert, Dwayne Wolf, to testify. Our position on those issues is set forth in my brief, and we believe the court reached the right decision with those, with respect to those issues. But the court need not address those issues to decide this case. There is one overriding issue that the court, and only one that the court need address to dispose of this appeal, and that is this. There was no competent evidence to prove causation. Their expert, Mr. Wolf, on cause and origin, turned out actually to be only an origin expert. He testified that, in his belief, the origin, the fire was mechanical in nature, originating in the area of the either the boiler or water heater, implicating one of those two appliances. When asked if he could testify to a failure mode on either appliance, he said no, he could not. Now, so you have a situation where even if you could prove the origin of the fire by circumstantial evidence, and even if you would have, if the court would have allowed Mr. Wolf to testify as to his opinions, you still would not have had sufficient evidence to submit this case to a jury, because there was no competent evidence of what caused the mechanical failure. Now, this is not a product liability case where all you're looking at is a defective appliance. This is a negligence case.
I beg your pardon, could you repeat that? Causation of what? Causation of the failure or causation of the fire?
Causation of, there is no evidence of causation for the mechanical failure. So even if the origin would have been proven by circumstantial evidence to be in either boiler or the water heater, we don't know the failure mode. Since this is a case based on negligent inspection or negligent maintenance, it stands to reason that we have to know the failure mode to know if a more robust inspection or protocol or more robust maintenance protocol would have made any difference. As Justice Papik pointed out, their expert admitted that he couldn't determine if this was a sudden catastrophic failure, which would not have been detectable in the exercise of reasonable care, or a failure due to conditions that existed over time, which may have been detectable. So the fact of the matter is there was no evidence, expert, circumstantial, or otherwise, that would have been sufficient to submit this case to a jury. We have Mr. Wolf only testifying that the origin was water heater or boiler, doesn't know which. He testified to one possible failure scenario in the boiler, a dry fire, which he said he would have liked to investigate, but he could not say with reasonable scientific probability caused the fire, and he had no possible failure scenarios, failure modes for the water heater. So we have a situation where this case could not survive summary judgment without violating the Nebraska standard for submission of cases on circumstantial evidence.
Mr. Grennan argued that, or I understood him to argue that while inspections may not have detected and been able to prevent the sudden or catastrophic event, that maintenance would have. Could you respond to that argument?
Well, there's no evidence to that.
There's nothing that Mr. Wolf said to that effect.
No, if it's a dry fire, he said a dry fire could be something that could develop over time, or it could be a sudden catastrophic situation. So it's speculative, purely speculative, to state or assume that more robust maintenance would have disclosed any low water situation or any condition in the boiler, because we don't know what condition in the boiler or water heater started the fire. So I think this case is governed by the Nebraska case of Stones versus Sears Roebuck, which I understand, listening to the radio, might be their last day before liquidation. But that was a case involving a fire started by a propane grill. And in that case, plaintiff's expert testified that the propane grill failure was, in his opinion, caused by one of two alternate possibilities. It was either caused by defective, a manufacturing defect in replacement parts, or it was caused by negligent assembly by the defendant, Sears. He couldn't determine which one. The Supreme Court affirmed a summary judgment in favor of defendant, saying that two alternate possibilities for causation is not sufficient to withstand summary judgment and require submission to a jury. This case is even stronger than the Stones case, because here you have one appliance. Here you have an expert saying it's one or the other. It's either the boiler or the water heater, and I can't tell which. And he had, in that case, we had two alternate failure modes. In this case, we really don't have any. We don't have any for the water heater and one possible one for the boiler. So under Nebraska law, I don't think this case can be submitted to it. I know we value the right of jury trials in Nebraska, but we require that our juries decide cases based on evidence, not based upon guesswork or speculation. And submission of this case to a jury on these facts and what we know about the absence of facts to support causation would require a verdict based on guesswork and speculation. If the court has any questions, I'm happy to answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Do we have time for rebuttal? 35 seconds, Mr. Grennan. We'll give you a minute.
Hey, please. I think clearly what we're dealing with is there is a serious question as to the material facts of this case and the interpretation to be given to them. And that's for the jury to take up. Getting back to the court's inquiry about Dwayne Wolf, he is totally, he is a true expert. And the court has a gatekeeper function, but I think this goes to the weight and sufficiency of his opinions and the background for his opinions. But with all due respect to this court, it's not for this court to take over the job of jury. And I would respectfully request that you reverse and remand with instructions to send this case to trial. Thank you.
Thank you very much.